In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, 4 days ago we had the feast of Saint Joachim, the father of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And what is special on the Mass of that day is that we find there the beginning of the Gospel of Saint Matthew. And here, St. Matthew does introduce from beginning the book of the origin of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. And then he describes diligently one generation after the next. Abraham begot Isaac, Isaac begot Jacob, Jacob begot Judas and his brethren, and so on and so on. Altogether, we find 42 generations. And then in the end of this part is said, and Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, and of her was born Jesus, who is called Christ. This was very important for the Jews in that time. Saint Matthew has addressed his gospel first of all to the Jews, and here he tried to show them the prophets have told that the Messiah will come from the royal family of the King David, and so here is the proof. Joseph was from the tribe, the same tribe from the family of David, descendant from them. So Jesus, as his legal son, was also from the same tribe or the same family. And this was the proof. And we can ask ourselves today, what should we begin with that? Which sense does it have for us today? Should we simply read it and forget again, or does it play a role for us today? I think yes, and here is an interesting theory, and everyone is invited to think about that, whether we can follow it. In any case, it's interesting. In the Church, we do regularly ask the question, why has God waited so long before he has come in this world in his begotten Son, Jesus Christ? Why had the previous generations to miss the Savior? We are privileged today because the act of salvation has taken place and we can participate on that. But the people before Jesus has come to this world, they had a desire. The pious, faithful people had a desire. And what is interesting, which every generation, all the desire, the prayers, the expectations, they have increased. And this is normal. This is a sort of enrichment in every people. So one generation, the parents have told to their children and they to their own children. And so from generation to generation, all has increased the expectation of the Savior. And possibly God has known it is not yet the time. And only when it has happened, then the time has come. And God has decided now there will be some people who will understand my words and who will follow me. Now it's time to reveal God's will, the will of salvation in Jesus Christ, the second person of the Holy Trinity. And this is what does matter us today. We do expect always when we pray, when we ask God for help for this or that, we pray for this or that person in this good and that pious intention. And we have the expectation it should happen soon. In present time, we live in the time space of 1 day, of 1 week, of 1 month, of 1 to 3 years. And then it's for us the far away future. But we want to become witnesses that God is fulfilling our wishes, our desires today. And this is legal. This is correct. This is simply our goodwill, and we expect this, and we hope, and we pray for that, and we would be the more thankful God if He would hear our prayers. No question, but sometimes we should also remind the longer distance. Possibly our time has not arrived. Possibly we are not yet in a position that God hears our prayers now. Possibly we should enrich it. Possibly we should grow in desire, in prayers, in mercifulness, in contrition. Possibly we have not yet sufficiently said graces to God, have not sufficiently adored Him. Possibly God is expecting we increase all good activities, and then He will decide when the right time comes, then the effect will be more efficient and more sensible. Possibly we will not understand now and miss the right moment. And only when God decides the right moment has come, then it's mostly fruitful for us and for those people we are praying for. We do not know. This is a hypothesis, a theory, but it seems to be good, because this is the example of those 42 generations in the Old Testament where Saint Matthew has diligently explained the book of origin of Jesus Christ. They had also to wait, and possibly this is the thought we should also wait and grow in the meantime. Possibly God is checking our fidelity, is checking whether our decision is strong enough, or are we simply searching ourselves, our pleasure, or something egoistic, or are we really focused on God's will in this world? So sometimes we do also know, we have the example we meet it sometimes. For instance, there's a person has started with a company. It has grown. And then, for instance, he wants to give his company to his son or daughter or somebody else. And then the boss has to make a serious decision. One is he will in short period of time make much money and be then a wealthy man. Or in the second case, he makes a decision not all people will understand, but it will work in the longer perspective. Then the company has a better fundament, better basics, and it can survive storms in the economy, for instance, better. And then more people will stay employed. And finally, the social effect for the people is bigger. So this is also a picture, or we can compare with that, sometimes we have to wait. And this should also be in our focus. When we ask God for help, when we pray, when we beg Him. And obviously it doesn't work. We have the impression we have no success. But on the other hand, what is success? This is another topic, another good question. But the success is always given when a person is fulfilling God's will and thus persevere in the good intention. And we do not know God's thoughts. We do not possess the wisdom of God, but we should simply try to trust under all circumstances, and also keeping in mind this longer perspective. Possibly it's then better. And sometimes I met people, they were so strict, horribly. They said, when a person is stopping to attend a mass, for instance, the members of your family or your children, then break completely with them. They are not worthy that we have communication with them. And this is a short distance consideration. This is a totally wrong one. When we pray and ask, and our children, for instance, go astray, a wrong path, make wrong decisions, we should try to convince them then by our own example. And sometimes this process goes a very long period of time. And possibly they will years and years later understand what we have told them today. So the perseverance in the good is very important. I have also, everyone has made this experience, possibly in our childhood, in our youth, we made something was not correct or was wrong. And then an older person has given us an advice, has told us a very wise word, but we were not happy. And then only years and decades later has come the right situation where we did finally understand it. And then, thanks to that person, has given us that advice and has admonished us. It has helped us much, much, much later, but the effect is given. So this confirms us to persevere. Do never give up. Even if all would say, no chance, no hope, do persevere. Do fulfill your duties. Do serve God. And God knows when the right time has come that it will have an effect. When our prayers are heard by God and He does as we did wish and understood. So that's important. So this longer perspective should also stay in our memory, this intention, and it will help us not to lose the confidence, the hope, but helps us to stay always, to rise up always when we made also a mistake, for instance. And this is possibly a way how we can understand and interpret this book of the origin of Jesus Christ. Often enough, good things, they take time. It dues longer, but it has to grow internally. So this is our confidence. In this intention, we renew our hope in God's providence, kneel down and say an additional prayer, one more. giving God the glory, saying thanks for his graces and asking him to hear our prayers in the future. Amen. Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis Patris, et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et mania semper. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.